Taking a look first at your news for the hour. The city of Croswell will conduct a town hall meeting at 6 p.m. on Monday, August the 3rd. The meeting will be at the city's community center at 124 North Howard Avenue. According to the town hall proposed meeting agenda, it will be an open format with a short opening presentation, and participants will receive an update on both current and future projects. There will also be a segment to express concerns, share comments, and ask questions regarding any issues. In order for officials to be prepared, residents are asked to submit topics that they would like to discuss. Questions can be submitted by calling the City Hall at 1-810-679-2299, or they can be emailed to the clerk at croswellclerk@croswell.us no later than August the 2nd. And another news for today. Because money is currently rather tight, the Peck Village Council approved a way to afford a costly street project. During this month's meeting, the council approved using bonds to finance a major and local street improvement work. The council determined that it's in the best interest of the village to issue bonds totaling $300,000 at an interest rate of 6% for 15 years. The bond funds will be used towards covering the $734,398 cost of street work for construction, reconstruction, engineering, and improvement to parts of Reynolds Street, Rojo Street, and Barbara Street. The work will also include curb, gutter, and sidewalk improvements to West Lapeer Street at the intersection of Sandusky Road and Mill Street in the village, as well as other improvements for the preservation, construction, acquisition, and extension of any major or local streets. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
Hey, Max, you look sharp in that purple tie.
Ready to harness the world as a guide dog?
You bet, Daisy. And your purple service dog vest really pops against your shiny fur.
First day on the job for both of us. We've got this, right?
You bet. Dogs Inc. trained us well.
Ready to make a difference for our humans?
Born ready.
Discover how extraordinary guide and service dogs change lives at no cost to the recipients. Visit dogsinc.org.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour. According to Tuscola County Clerk Jody Fetting, voters in the county are taking advantage of using absentee ballots and early voting. As of Sunday, July the 26th, 44.7% of the absentee ballots that were sent out have already been returned. Those who have taken advantage of the early voting system average out to be 82 a day for a total so far of 178 early votes cast. Those numbers will increase in the coming days, according to Jody Fetting. The last day to vote will be Election Day itself, Tuesday, August the 4th. The polls that day will be open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. And in other news for today, the Marion Township Board of Trustees determined it was time to update the township's ordinances that were several decades old. The first step to doing so is the Township Planning Commission conducting a public hearing at 6 p.m. on Monday, August the 10th at the Township Hall at 3451 Main Street in Deckerville. The purpose of the hearing is to consider and review new zoning ordinances. The last time that was done was in 1976, and there's been a lot of state and federal changes since then, explained Supervisor Kirk Schubert, who's also the interim zoning administrator. Written comments concerning the proposed ordinance changes can be mailed to the Marion Township Hall at 3451 Main Street, P.O. Box 298 in Deckerville. Comments must be received by the township prior to the start of the public hearing. A complete copy of the ordinance is available for inspection at the township hall during their business hours. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area death has been reported for today, Monday, July the 27th of 2026. Donna Mae Sturm, age 91 of Bad Axe, passed away on July the 24th of 2026. Funeral arrangements for Donna Mae Sturm will be held on Thursday, July the 30th at the McAlpin Funeral Home of Bad Axe, with visitation from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m., and a funeral service at 6 p.m. The burial service will be Friday, July 31st at 10 a.m. at the Colfax Township Cemetery. Donations can be made to the family care of Michael for a collection being taken up to share with her loving caregivers at her former assisted living facility in Linden. Condolences may be shared with the family online at McAlpinFuneralHome.com. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.